The Blackhawks are going to be going right to left to start things off. And a little squib kick here is fielded by the Blackhawks at their own 35. Now up to the 40, they'll stumble their way up, and that's where they're going to start the second half here. That was Aaron Reifenberg who fielded that and brought it up.
Yeah, he fielded it about the 30-yard line, and then, you know, you could tell he was one of the blockers. He wasn't really sure about running the ball, but he had to do it, so he gained about 5 yards.
And so the Oxford Blackhawks ended the second quarter with the ball, and they were moving it well, just ran out of time.
Yep.
Now they'll start here to start the third quarter. Delhi is in the home maroon uniforms, the white trim, the white helmets. Oxford is in the road white uniforms with the black pants, red trim, and red helmets. And they will go right to left. And so here we go. A little delay in starting things going here over on that far side. I think they're just trying to decide what ball they want to use.
I'm not going to say it. I was going to say something about the air pressure.
Yeah. All the Patriot fans will be turning us off out there.
I'm sorry. I didn't say anything about that.
There's a conspiracy here at Delhi that they're letting air out of the ball. So a first and 10 here for Oxford to start the second half as Delhi sets up on defense as well. Cruz is in the backfield. And they'll go right to him. He's going to get a nice hole there and work his way up to midfield. And that should be enough for a first down. Xavier Cruz, 10 yards on that carry for Oxford.
I just have to say that was an absolutely massive hole right there. I mean, anybody could have run through that, let alone a 1,000-yard rusher from last year.
That was a great hole opened up by the offensive line there. And the Blackhawks, a good first play to start the second half. Clock is moving as we're 30 seconds into the third quarter, and it's 6-0. Delhi on top of visiting Oxford. Oxford got here a little late today. Their equipment bus broke down on the way over. They brought over some pickup trucks and got the equipment here, so we were about 10 minutes late on the start. As they'll hand it off to Cruz again. Talk about a pickup truck there. Drove it right up the middle. Another 10 yards there for Cruz with about three guys on his back.
If that's a pickup truck, that's an S10.
Yeah.
He's not a very big guy, but I'll tell you what, he has his feet going forward and his body leaning forward, and he's pushing everybody right now.
Boy, that was a great run there by Cruz.
Low
a powerful S10, I'll tell you that.
Low to the ground, everything. Absolutely perfect running style right there.
6-0 lead for Delhi, but Oxford moving the ball well to start the second half here. As they are into Delhi territory, give it right back to Cruz. Bounces to the outside, sheds a tackle, and he's going to carry the pile forward again, and he'll pick up about 7 yards, maybe 8 when I thought he was only going to get 2.
Yeah, after contact, 5 yards. I mean, absolutely just will not be denied right now. He is a man on a mission.
And so the ball down to the Delhi, about the 32, 33-yard line, and it's been all Xavier Cruz here so far on this first drive of the second half for Oxford. So a 2nd and 3 here for Oxford. They're back in the huddle. They break and set it up. 10:15 to go, third quarter. Delhi 6. And Oxford nothing. And here's the snap. They're going to hand it off to Mackenzie Kloon. Direct snap. Carries the ball to the 25. And his first varsity game, let alone his first football game of his life, carries it right there. Nice play.
Mackenzie Kloon with a real nice run right there, and that was straight up the gut. But you know what? They were expecting number 40, and they didn't get him. They got number 11.
Kloon, 6'3", 225. Nice weapon to have. A GMU kid, one of three that has come over this year to play football. First time I think the GMU has had the opportunity to play football probably since the early 80s, in my knowledge.
Wow.
So it's been a long time, and I know a lot of people in that community are excited about it. Kloon is in motion. 1st and 10 as Kloon picked up that first down. They go back to Cruz. He runs left side, and again, after contact, picks up another 5 yards or so, and Oxford is now into the red zone inside the 20 here.
Yeah, and he is, I mean, right now, he has gone to the coach of the Oxford Blackhawks and said, give me the ball.
Yes, he is putting his team on his back here on this first drive of the second half. 9:15 to go in the third quarter. Ball is down to the 18-yard line, and it's been an impressive drive so far here for Oxford. So Cruz again in the backfield, Kloon blocking for him, and quarterback Chris Martin is barking out the signals. And again, they'll go to Kloon. He'll run it up the middle, and he gets roped out at the 10-yard line. But boy, he rolls right through the pile, and that's going to be enough for a first down here for Oxford again.
Yeah, they're definitely, the The Bulldogs are definitely keying on Cruz right now, and the thing is, when they're doing that, they're forgetting about number 11, who, you know, he falls forward, he's going to get 3-4 yards just doing that.
Yeah.
He's a big, big kid.
Yeah, he looks like he's holding onto that ball for dear life when he holds it, too. It's great. 8:45 to go in the third quarter. They'll hand off to Cruz again. Bounces to the outside, but Delhi sniffs this one out. And as we've been saying, everybody, including the water boy, brings him down there.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a host of Bulldogs.
So looks like maybe a gain of one on the play. 8.5 to go, and Oxford trying to set up here. It will be a 2nd and 9, as it's Delhi 6, Oxford nothing. Cruz is going to come off here to get a quick breather. And coming in will be Charles White, who we saw carry the ball a few times in the first half and do well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you right now, if he doesn't, if they don't, you know, succeed or score here right now, I'm sure Cruz will be in right back in there.
And again, they're going to hand off to Clune. He hits the hole hard. And again, falling forward just a couple of yards is going to get down to the 5-yard line. And now they are really knocking on the door here in this third quarter as they trail 6-0.
Yeah, it's going to be first and goal to goal from the 5-yard line for the Blackhawks. Really nice drive to start off the second half.
And you would think with a guy like Clune in his first game, every successful play that he has is going to build his confidence.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This is going to be a 3rd and 5 with 7.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Delhi 6, Oxford nothing. But Oxford has the ball, their first drive of the second half, and it has done very, very well, and they're looking to knock it into the end zone here. They're on the 5-yard line. So Cruz is still on the sideline, and they're going to try a little QB sneak, but the flags come out here, Tim.
Yeah, false start against the Blackhawks, going to back them up, and now it's going to be first and goal from the 10.
So this is 7:20 to go here in the third quarter. This is actually going to be a 3rd and 10,
yeah,
I believe.
Don't tell me we got one of those things again last night where the box was on one down and then the next thing I looked in was a different down and we were all confused.
There were some wacky calls last night, but no, I believe this is correct. This is a 3rd and 10.
Okay.
Because those runs there that they got didn't pick up a whole lot after they picked up that last first down with Clune.
Well, I said it last night. You got to remember I've got old eyes, so I may not be able to see as well as you think.
So a 3rd and 10 here for Oxford. 7 minutes to go, third quarter, 6-0 lead for Delhi. Oxford trying to tie it up. Big play here. Here's Martin. Steps back. He's going to pass over to the far side. It's complete and right down to the goal line. Is he in? Haven't seen the official signal. He is. Touchdown there to Isaiah Peterson. And Oxford has tied this game up at 6-6 in the third quarter.
Quick slant for Peterson. Nice throw right on the money and ran after catch. Got the 6 points.
Boy, was that surprising play there for you, Tim. Did you expect the pass?
Well, being that they had to go that far, I think it was probably a little bit of a shock, but I don't know if Cruz was in, and I didn't see that, but, you know, he had gone off on that play and about 3 plays ago, get a little break, and wasn't quite sure if he came back in or not, and, you know, if he's not in there, try something different.
6-6, and now let's see if Oxford will go for 2. Yes, they will. Trying to take their first lead of the afternoon. They'll hand it off to Cruz, and he battles his way through. He's in for 2. Oxford takes the lead 8-6 with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. And, boy, whatever they said at halftime, it worked.
New formation right there for Oxford, power eye, and it definitely worked.
Nice play, and so a long drive. They started way back on their own 30, so a 70-yard drive. And a touchdown there through the air to Isaiah Peterson, about a 5-yard play. Gives Oxford the 8-6 lead over Delhi, 6:50 to go, third quarter. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the improved Morabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Morabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Morabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Morabito.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6:50 to go in the third quarter. Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on CDO. And Oxford came out of the locker room and put together a nice, about a 6-minute drive there and got their first score of the day. And now they lead Delhi 8-6. Let's see if the Bulldogs can answer. So the Bulldogs will receive, and they'll go left to right there in the maroon with the white trim. Oxford, the white shirts, black pants, and the red helmet. And they'll kick it off, and this will be fielded here by Sean Gillespie. Cuts from left to right, and a nice hit there by Oxford, and a gang tackle will bring him down at the 20. That's where the Bulldogs will start.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to make some good yardage, and then all of a sudden there was three white jerseys right in his face. Real nice team tackle right there.
So it's Oxford, 8-6 now the lead, and they are fired up. This is a program heading in the right direction. As we said, made the playoffs for the first time in 10 years last year, and bringing a lot of those guys back from that successful group.
I think they got some really good coaching at halftime based on the way they came out and really just, you know, took over that first drive, and we saw a hefty, hefty dose of Cruz, and then when he went out, we saw some of the big man, the fullback, and then finally a nice little pass to Peterson.
Well, let's see how Delhi responds both with their play, but just the energy level. They have to be able to respond because Oxford is pretty fired up right now.
Yeah, they definitely are fired up.
6:40 to go here in the third quarter, 8-6 to score. Oxford is on top. And here we go. Delhi with three wide receivers to the left, and they pitch it in the backfield for Gullo, and he had nowhere to go as, again, Oxford broke right through. And, again, that was Jacob Ingram right there. He's making plays all day today.
And we have a late flag.
Let's see what this is going to be on.
Sportsmanlike.
On Delhi. And so this is a tough situation here for the Bulldogs because they lost yardage on that play, and now the penalty is going to back them up even more towards their own end zone.
And they're on the 15. They're on the 15.
Yep. So let's see how far they're going to mark this one back. It's only going to go, well, there's 5 yards.
Yeah, there you go.
So they're going to take
half the distance.
About half the distance to the goal because they're so close. So this is Delhi going left to right. Ball on about the 7-yard line, Tim.
Yeah, that was real nice play by the defense on the right side of the for the Blackhawks. Three guys just absolutely blew through the line and got the loss, and then I'm not quite sure what happened, but we saw the referee throw the yellow hanky for unsportsmanlike conduct, and that really added on to it. So they really have a tough road ahead of them here.
So a 2nd and 27 officially for Delhi. Brannigan drops back, pressure from the backside, but he gets it off. A nice throw and a catch here. It's going to be a first down and more, up to the 40, to the 45. And boy, does that bail the Bulldogs out of trouble. A great play there down the right sideline to Alessio, and he's able to put it in.
From your 7-yard line out to your 47-yard line. What a nice play.
And boy, Brannigan just got that off in the nick of time. The trouble was coming around the backside there, and it was a beautifully thrown ball, and he was able to bring that one in.
And the receiver really made a nice adjustment on it as well. And again, the throw was where he could catch it, and only he could catch it. So nice play by the Bulldogs.
Alessio with a great catch there. He caught the touchdown earlier, and he's had a nice game. 5:45 to go in the third quarter, and Delhi looking to answer back as they have the ball up near midfield now at their own 45. They throw again, trying to go to Will Brannigan, but it was short as he got tied up.
Yeah, it was a nice play by the defender. You know, you're allowed to hit him there in the first couple of yards, and he did, and kept him away from the ball, so nice job.
2nd and 10 coming up here as Brannigan goes to the sideline to get the play from head coach Mike Tracy. So it's 8-6. It was a 6-0 lead at the halftime for Delhi, but Oxford comes down on their first drive of the third quarter, and they're able to punch one in. And a nice play to Peterson.
Maybe we're going to see the same kind of second half that we saw last night with the, you know, low-scoring first half, like it was 7-6 last night, and it's 6-0 today. And right off the bat, they run down and see what can happen. Maybe this will open up a little bit.
So a 2nd and 10. Third quarter action here live from Delaware Academy on CDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you. And Brannigan's going to drop back. He's going to roll out to his right side. Kloon is right there trying to bring him down, holds on, and makes the tackle. McKenzie Kloon with a great athletic play there.
Two number 11s on that play right there, but I'll tell you, he held on for dear life because Brannigan was doing everything and anything he could to try to get away, but McKenzie did not let him go.
That's the athleticism that you just can't teach that. He held on with his right arm, and he was not going to let go. That takes a lot of strength, too.
Sure does.
That brings up a 3rd and 17. Great play there by the GMU product, McKenzie Kloon. 5 minutes to go. here in this third quarter. It's Oxford leading Delhi 8-6. This reminds me a lot of a game we did here last year, Delhi and BG, that ended up with an 8-0 score. But just good defense on both sides. So Delhi in a 3rd-and-17 going left to right. Brannigan back to throw again. Pressure coming from the left side. He gets rocked. Got the pass off. Almost intercepted. Then falls incomplete. But boy, Brannigan took a huge hit coming from the backside from Hunter Davenport.
Number 44, Jonathan Heggie, read that throw.
Yeah.
Made a nice jump on the ball and undercut the receiver and almost made a really nice interception.
So the Blackhawk defense comes up big after Delhi had that long throw from pretty much out of their own end zone. And so Delhi's going to have to punt it away with 4:42 to go in the third quarter on a 4th-and-17. Ball's on the Delhi 40. They will punt left to right. And Brannigan is in to punt. He'll get this one off clean. A good punt. Delhi is going to track this one down, and they'll let it take a bulldog bounce down to about the 32-yard line. We'll take a quick break. 4:31 to go here in the third quarter. It's Oxford 8. And Delhi 6, we'll be right back on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. Oxford with the fresh 8-6 lead, and they get the ball back here. Once again, after a 4th-and-17, Delhi had to punt it away. They're going to get this one off to Cruz, I believe, who's going to run this up the middle. And a pickup of 2 or 3 yards on the play. Actually, that was Davenport who got the call there for Oxford.
Nice little run right there. Just a quick hitter by the Blackhawks. Just straight ahead blocking by the line. Gain of about 3 or 4.
And they'll give him 4. So coming up on 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Again, a beautiful day here in Delhi. You can see SUNY Delhi across the way. And just a great, beautiful day. Hardly a cloud in the sky here. And as we said earlier, we'll remember this in October when we're down doing sectional finals and we're wearing coats and gloves and boots. Early season football is always nice weather-wise. And so now we're going to have a flag on 2nd-and-6 just after the snap, and we'll see what the call is.
That was right at the snap.
So we'll see which side this is on.
False start against the Blackhawks.
That's going to back them up for a 2nd-and-11. And we'll see if the Blackhawks can answer now with 3:45 to go here in the third quarter. So Chris Martin, the quarterback here for Oxford with the neon socks, breaks the huddle. I'm surprised he's allowed to wear the neon socks.
Seems neon like green.
Yes, neon green. They're pretty strict about some of those rules today. And must be he read the rule book on that one. Cruz gets the handoff to the right. They caught him in the backfield, but he still plows his way forward for 3 or 4 yards.
Absolutely fantastic run right there. First contact, really nice form tackle by the Bulldog, but he just spun out of it, got a couple more yards out of it. Was going to be a loss.
Going to be about a 3rd-and-9 here for Oxford as they go right to left. Ball is going to be right about on the 25, I believe, maybe the 26. So a 3rd-and-9 as we hit 3 minutes to go, third quarter. It's Oxford 8, Delhi 6, and we're going to have a timeout taken here by the Blackhawks. They want to talk things over before this 3rd-and-9. We'll step away for 30 seconds for Tim Cutting. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Football on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Oxford has an 8-6 lead over Delhi on the road, and they took a timeout here before a 3rd and 9 to talk things over. And you know, this is a tough situation. You're in on your own 26, 3rd and 9. Got to find a way to try to keep the momentum and pick up this first down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like the play that they ran in the first half with Cruz out on the slot. Maybe that get him the ball out there and let him use his speed to get out to the outside.
We'll try to keep you updated on the out-of-town scoreboard as well. With that Walton and Oneonta game, they were tied 14-14 at the half. Now Oneonta is up 28-14 over Walton. That's the most recent update from down the road. And, again, that surprises me. So Oneonta showing that they're not going to be a pushover this year. So 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Handoff here from Martin. He's going to pass one over for Cruz on the far side, but his knee was on the ground. So that's going to bring up fourth down here for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, that was the play, but he just put his knee down before he caught the ball, and as soon as he caught the ball, you're down.
And so Oxford is going to have to punt from deep in their own end on a 4th and 13 with 2:37 to go here in this third quarter. Clock continues to run down, and Oxford is going to punt this one away. Standing deep is Sean Gillespie, waiting to receive here, but we got a flag on the play. He gets the punt off. This one hits the ground, takes an Oxford bounce. We'll see if it comes back, though. If not, it's going to bounce all the way down to the 40.
Nice punt. Real nice punt right there.
And so 2 minutes, 2:08 to go here before the end of the third quarter. This one's going to come back. We'll probably have to do it all over again. That was a very nice punt.
Yeah, real good punt right there. Kind of chuckling at the white hat right there. He was looking at his fellow official, and he's like, what you got?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Not the type of job I would want for those guys.
No. Give him a lot of credit.
So 2:08 to go here, third quarter, 8-6 the score. Oxford on top of Delhi. Thanks for joining us today on the radio or on WCDOsports.com. Of course, our web stream courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Also, our game audio archive. Go back anytime on demand, listen to games from this year or last year or a couple of years ago. It's a nice archive loaded with a variety of sports games on there, all on WCDOsports.com. So they'll punt again. This one looks to be just as good, and they're going to field it at midfield. Picked up here by Sean Gillespie. Cuts
nice
back
play
to the right, but there's Heggie. Read that one well and brought him down.
Yeah, absolutely. He broke right down, ran him down, and made a real nice open field tackle. He doesn't make that tackle, and that's another 10, 15 yards for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Gillespie had a full head of steam going and
sure
a wide
did.
Open sideline, but that's the kind of player Heggie is for this squad. So a minute 54 to go here in this third quarter, and it's going to be the Oxford defense once again that's going to have to come up big, but another chance here for this Bulldogs offense, who we've seen can make the plays. So they'll break the huddle and start things off here at the Ox. They're in Oxford territory. They're down to about the 46 here.
Good spot to start the second, or you know, your third possession of the second half.
So here is Ben Brannigan. They're just on the tip of that Bulldog logo there at midfield. Field is in excellent condition here at Delaware Academy. Here we go. The line is all set to go. And there's the snap. They'll pitch one out to the far side for Gullo, and he has nowhere to go. Chris Martin comes in and brings him down. Very nice play there by Martin, and maybe a gain of one on the play there for Gullo.
Gullo had to run a long ways to get maybe a yard, or lost a yard, excuse me.
Gullo had a great first half. He's been a little quiet here in the second half, but hasn't had his number called that much.
Well, we talked about it towards the end of towards the end of the first half. Oxford dialed up that defense. They're definitely sending pressure, and I'll tell you what, it's working in both aspects. It's working in the passing game and also on the running game.
Clock continues to move down to a minute 15 to go, third quarter, 2nd and 11. Coming up for the Bulldogs as they go left to right. Ball is into Oxford territory, just past midfield at about the 46, maybe 47. Waiting for the snap here on 2nd and 11. Under a minute to go here in the third quarter. One wide receiver on each side. A flag coming up here as they'll hand off to Gullo, and he dives through the pile there and gets a nice little pickup of about five, but we'll see what the flag is for. It's against Delaware Academy.
Legal motion against the Bulldogs, and that is coming back.
Boy, and so the momentum that they built in the first half has really kind of slowed down after that great Oxford drive to start the third quarter, which really chewed up a lot of clock, about 6 minutes.
Yeah, it definitely did. And like you said, it, you know, came out of the locker room for the second half and was really amped up and ready to go for that first drive.
Well, there's certainly no shortage of energy from Coach Newton. If you've ever had a chance to talk to him over there for Oxford, he is a guy that is going to bring high energy all day, all practice. Second and 16 after the penalty here for Delhi. 45 seconds to go in the quarter, and the clock is moving. Ball is back into Delhi territory, but the maroon and white are going left to right just about at midfield. Brannigan under center. Wide receiver, one to the left, one to the right. Brannigan drops back to pass, lofts one up left side. It's caught and then knocked out of bounds. Heggie is going to drag down Gullo, who makes the catch. And that's going to be just enough for a first down, I believe.
Yeah, real nice play right there. And actually, I kind of think it might have been a little bit of a mix-up because there were two receivers in that same pattern in that area within 3 yards of each other. But successful nonetheless.
So 26 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Delhi has shown that they're able to throw the ball when they really need to.
Yep, they do. They have. They've really done it. It's just getting Brannigan the time to throw the ball.
So clock moving once again down to 15 seconds to go, third quarter. This should be the last play of the third frame with Oxford leading 8-6. First and 10. Ball is on the 35-yard line as they're moving into Oxford territory. They hand off to Gullo. He leaps over a tackler and is brought down, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. About a pickup of 4 or 5 on the play there for Delhi.
Yeah, nice little cut in the hole made him able to get to the extra 2 or 3.
So that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Oxford, 8, and Delhi, 6. We'll be back with the fourth quarter coming right up. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton, or call 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Oxford playing some stingy defense here, trying to stop this Delhi offense with a 2nd and 6 to start the fourth quarter. We switch end of the field. They're going to hand it off to Gullo. Gullo with some strong running is going to be very close to a first down as they get down to about the Oxford 25-yard line or so. It's going to be pretty close here, Tim.
Yeah, Gullo ran real hard right there, made a nice little play, came up just a little bit short. It's going to be like a third down and a long 2.
Just an update from the Mayor's Cup, the Delhi girls soccer team defeating Margaretville 2-0, and so that will take them to the finals next Saturday in that tournament, and they await the winner of the Stanford girls and the South Courtright girls, which play at 6 o'clock tonight. So the Delhi girls into the Mayor's Cup championship. 8-6 the score here in this football contest. Delhi trailing Oxford at home. They'll hand off and right up the gut there with a quick run, but really nowhere to go as a gang of Blackhawks are there to bring down the runner. And I believe that was Sean Gillespie who hit the pile for Delhi.
Yeah, and I believe he's going to be just a little bit short, so should be 4th down and less than 1.
going to be very close. So they're showing fourth and one on the board. Boy, and this is this might be the play of the ball game right here in terms of Delhi moving the ball.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're probably going to watch. You know, he's under center, so he's probably looking at a quarterback sneak. Don't want to, or you also have to be the possibility of trying to draw them offside.
So the clock is moving down to 10.5 to go, fourth quarter. Oxford leads 8-6. Ball is deep here into Oxford territory. A fourth and one, though, for Delhi on the 25. They hand it off, and Gullo gets it, breaks it up the gut. He's in for the touchdown.
Yep.
He needed one, and he got 25 and a touchdown for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, and when it was 1 yard, you could see that Oxford brought all their linebackers up to the line because they were expecting the quarterback sneak, and Delhi pulled the tricks out of the bag there and just ran a little dive off the guard and tackle, and Gullo went in for six.
Biggest run of the day there for Delhi, and what a time to get it as Gullo, the 5'10", 145-pound running back, finds the hole, breaks free for a 25-yard TD. That makes it 12-8, and we'll see what Delhi decides to do here. Looks like they're going to go for two. And that would make it 14-8 if they can successfully complete this.
Again, like we said in the first half, they no urgency. They come out of the huddle, they just line up, and they do what they have to do.
Tried the extra point on the first touchdown, but they botched the snap, and they're going to go for two here. There's the snap. Keeper for Brannigan. Cuts to the left. Can he get to the outside? Yes, he does, and he's in for two. Just got around the tackling defender, and Ben Brannigan sneaks in on the sideline chalk and makes it Delhi 14, Oxford 8. Great play.
Yeah, real nice play. Brannigan made a really nice move on his counterpart from Oxford, the quarterback playing cornerback on that play. But he just juked him and made a miss and walked in for the two-point conversion.
We'll see if that swings the momentum back to Delhi. We'll take a break with the score Delhi 14, Oxford 8. Fourth quarter football action here from Delhi with 10:19 to go on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 10:19 to go in the fourth quarter. We got a great ball game here between Delhi and Oxford. Local high school football action here this afternoon on CDO. Then now Delhi is going to try an onside kick, but it's not going to go 10 yards. It took a bounce in the wrong direction here. A little trickery there from the Bulldogs. I like the idea. I like the planning of it,
yeah.
Too, but just it took the wrong roll.
Well, it took a left turn is
yeah.
What it did. I mean, the ball was moving forward, and then all of a sudden, 90 degrees to the left and ran out right about the
42. Yeah, so this is going to give Oxford some really nice field position. They're going to put it back at about the 44,
mm-hmm.
But Oxford going left to right is now going to start this drive in Delhi territory with 10:13 to go, and they trail 14-8. So I think Delhi maybe was trying to go for the dagger there, maybe.
Yeah.
Momentum-wise.
Yep, definitely. They wanted to get the ball right back to that offense that was hot.
But Oxford, the offense was hot for them on their last drive, so we'll see if they get Chris Martin under center. Kloon is in motion from right to left. They'll hand off to Cruz. Cruz to the outside, cuts it back. Nice play, first down and more, down to the 30. So an easy pickup of about 14 there for Xavier Cruz, and once again, the Blackhawks are rolling.
We got this. I can't explain to you. We got a flag on the play, and I think it's going to be a hold. Now, the reason I say I can't believe this is what happened. The kid from Oxford actually tackled Cruz's blocker, or he tackled Cruz's defender that was getting ready to make the tackle, so that's why they got the holding and nullified the play.
So a nice run there for Cruz is backed up, and this pushes Oxford back to about the 46-yard line here. So it's going to be a first and 20 for Oxford, nullifying a 14-yard run there by Cruz. And so they break the huddle, one wide receiver to each side. Kloon, the blocker, and Cruz is in the backfield as they stand on the Bulldog logo at midfield going left to right. Kloon in motion. And they're going to run back to the left side. Nice run there by Cruz. He makes it to the outside, to the 30, to the 20. Cruz off to the races. 10-5, touchdown for Oxford. Great run there by Xavier Cruz. Once he got to the edge, he turned on the jets. And Oxford, with a TD, put six on the board for the Blackhawks.
Nice little misdirection play right there by Oxford. First time we've seen it today. It did go to the left side, but it looked like it was going right. And then Cruz planted his foot, came back, got the ball handed off to him, and he took off down the sideline.
Sold it very well. Kloon, the fullback, came in motion to the right side. Then they ran left. And that ties the game up at 14 with 9:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Boy, another momentum swing.
Yeah, definitely back to tie game right now. Big extra point right here.
Oxford going to go for two.
Yep.
Cruz in the backfield. Martin under center. And they have two guys ready to block in Phillip Smith and Jacob Ingram. They're going to hand one off to Cruz. He hits the hole, and he's not going to make it.
Wow.
Not going to make it. Great, great tackle there by Delhi. Wrapping him up.
Like number 68?
Tyler Dibble was right there.
Yeah, yep. Real nice play.
So that ties it up 14-14 with 9:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. We got a ball game, folks, between the Blackhawks and the Bulldogs. We'll be right back. We'll take a little break on CDO.
What does it mean to live in our small community in the Tri-Town area? Well, it means football still on the radio, local businesses supporting community events, and neighbors helping neighbors. Lang Trucking of Guilford has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup to the Tri-County area since 1995. Our family will go the extra mile to assist seniors with house calls or help out families going through illness or rehab stays. Why? Because we're members of the community too. You might start out as a customer, but at Lang Trucking, you turn into a lifelong friend. So if you need a little hand with your garbage, give the Langs a call at 895-6365. That's Lang Trucking, 895-6365. Proudly supporting high school football on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back once again. Fourth quarter action, 14-14 the score between Oxford and Delhi after Xavier Cruz whips off a very nice run to the left side for his first TD of the day for the Blackhawks. That was just about a 45-yard run there for Cruz. Delhi is going to get the ball back. And Gillespie is going to field it there, and he's going to try to cut back to his right side. Avoids a couple of tacklers. Nice job there, but finally wrapped up by the Blackhawks. And so they're going to start on about their own 20-yard line here, Tim.
Yeah, he did a little bit too much dancing there. He, instead of taking a ball right up the field, he started to do a little bit of quick steps and things like that, and he got wrapped up by probably four or five different Blackhawk runners, or tacklers, excuse me.
And so this is going to be a first and 10 from their own 20. The maroon and white of Delhi going right to left. And another big drive here, but this has been a fun second half, Tim, because every time, you know, just kind of talk about a heavyweight fight, throwing punches back and forth. Every time one team has answered, the other team has been able to come right back with an answer of their own.
Yeah, one team throws a haymaker, next time the other one does.
So here we go. Clock at 9:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Two good football games to start our 2016 schedule here on CDO. And stay here, we'll take you the rest of the way for the exciting conclusion of this one between Delhi and Oxford. Brannigan's going to drop back to pass, tosses one up over the middle, and incomplete. Good coverage there by the Oxford defense as they were trying to go over the middle with that one, but it was knocked away. That was a really nice play there by Charles White on defense for Oxford.
Yeah, Charles White was absolutely right in the exact position he needed to be. Right on, had the receiver on his hip, and then receiver for Delhi, I think that was the young man with the
Alicio.
Yeah, there you go. Alicio.
You tell me you have trouble saying that?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying not to mispronounce his name.
I have butchered it a few times today, so I apologize.
What's his first name?
Christian.
So he's CA. We used to have AZ. Now we have CA.
That's right. We did have AZ last year from Tioga, as we saw a lot of Tioga last year. And now on second and 10, Delhi is going to throw to Tyler Dibble. Kind of a little pitch over the middle, but it works.
Yeah.
Kind of in the tight end spot, and he makes up about 5 yards there, I would say. No, it's going to be first down.
Pass to the tight end. Good for first down for the Bulldogs.
So that was a little more yardage than I expected there. So he caught it for five and ran for another five. So a first and 10. Delhi trying to get out of their own end. They're up to the 30-yard line going right to left. Clock moving down to 9:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 14. Waiting for the snap here with Brannigan under center. And now we're going to have a flag on the play here. It looked like it was going to be a handoff, but going to be a false start, I believe, on Delhi here, Tim.
Yeah, false start against Delhi, but you heard that little ooh of mine there.
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed the number 58 from Oxford didn't hear the whistle.
Ingram, yeah, he was still going full speed in
there. Number two met 58, number two lost.
Yeah, Gullo, I think, heard the whistle, and Ingram didn't. And Gullo didn't come out on the good end of that one. I'm sure those two are going to meet again in a little bit over the next 8 minutes here.
But in a nice sign of sportsmanship, 58 helped up Gullo.
14-14 is the score with 8:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. First and 15 for Delhi. Brannigan is flushed out of the pocket, runs to his left, gets to the sideline. He's got the quarter to the 35 to the 40 before being pushed out of bounds. Very close to a first down, and that's the luxury of having a mobile quarterback like Ben Brannigan.
Absolutely. You know, and he came out to his left, so you know, as a quarterback, that's probably the toughest throw a young man will have to make is rolling to his left, throwing back across his body. So he saw that there was no receiver for him to throw it to, and he took it the rest of the way and got the first down. And Bulldogs are still driving with 8:33 to go.
14-14 the score. A nice drive here for the Bulldogs. And we'll see who's going to get the last laugh in this one. Is both these teams trading punches in the second half. It might come down to who has the ball last at this point.
Yeah, well, the way the Bulldogs are doing their business right now, they may have it the whole rest of the half.
As we talked about at halftime, you know, kind of the old Dave Kelly philosophy, we're going to run it down your throat, take our time, and do it right. So Brannigan is going to roll out. Kloon is chasing after him, but Brannigan's going to get the corner to the 40, to the 45, 50, and into Oxford territory before being shoved out of bounds. Takes out a camera tripod on that far side. Brannigan doing everything he can to move the chains.
Yeah, another first down run right there. Now that time he rolled to his right side, so if there had been a receiver, it would have been a much easier throw. But he decided to call his own number and picked up the first down yardage. Nice play.
So they are into Oxford territory now, going right to left, ball at about the 46-yard line, and Delhi finding a way to get it done. They started back at their own 20, but they've had some good success here on this drive, and they're eating some clock.
And they are definitely not in a hurry. They are just, they walk out of the huddle, you know, they're just going about their business. Just a normal Saturday afternoon at Delhi.
Normal Saturday afternoon, but a great one here between Oxford and Delhi to start off the 2016 season. They'll hand off to Gullo, trying to move the pile forward, but that's Charles White as well as Hunter Davenport meeting him at the line there for the Oxford defense.
Yeah, I think he's going to lose about a half a yard on that, so it'll bring up second down and 11.
So loss of one on the play.
I think we have a timeout on the field.
Timeout taken by Delhi. So we'll keep an eye on those timeouts. Looks like both teams are going to have two going forward. Speaking of a timeout, we'll take one as well. 7:48 to go fourth quarter. We're tied up here at Delaware Academy. Delhi and Oxford tied at 14. You're listening to live high school football on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Once again, an exciting fourth quarter here between Delhi and Oxford. Tim Cutting and Nate Lull with you here on CDO. A beautiful early fall afternoon, week one of high school football. And we'll continue to try to get those out-of-town scores for you. Last check we had was Oneonta 28, Walton 14. Shenango Forks was really putting it to Tioga. And we haven't heard anything on that Unitego game yet, but we'll have some of those guys check in with us shortly, I'm sure. Tied up at 14, second and 11 for Delhi at midfield. And the ball is loose. Brannigan lost it. And we'll see if that's just an incomplete pass. Looks like that's the ruling on it. And the ball slipped right out of his fingers, popped up in the air, but fell down and took a Delhi bounce.
Delhi got very lucky right there. The ball flew out of his fingers and was floating up in the air. And probably a good thing it wasn't to the second level because, you know, those linemen, they don't usually touch the ball very often. So
no, and that one really genuinely slipped.
Yep, it definitely slipped out of his hand.
End of the third quarter down the road in Walton. It's Oneana 36, Walton 22. So Walton trying to claw back in that game, but they trail 36-22 to visiting Oneonta, who's a Class C school this year. A lot of different classification changes this year.
Yep.
Tied up at 14 here. We got a closer one on our hands between Delhi and Oxford. Brannigan with the snap. He'll hand it off to Gullo, who is tripped up. Guess who? Jacob Ingram. He has been there all day. He's making a great case for a Dynamic Defense Award here, Tim.
Between him and Heggie, it's going to be a tough decision.
Yeah, we might have to flip the coin on that one.
I'll tell you right now, they are definitely bringing their pads to the show.
7:20 to go, fourth quarter. Clock is running. It's a 4th and 10 now here for Delhi. That was third down. And the ball is into Oxford territory on about the 47, and it looks like they're going to punt it away. Brannigan will do the punting duties. And Isaiah Peterson, I believe, is deep here for Oxford. He's not going to have a chance to even play it. It's going to take a Delhi bounce all the way back to the 10-yard line.
Wow,
and that is where Oxford is going to have to start with 6:56 to go. But their offense has been moving the ball very well here in the second half.
Yes, they definitely have, and they've been doing it both ways. You know, it's nice mixture of play calling for the Blackhawks. And I'll tell you what, you know, you're going to get a heavy dose of number 40, but don't forget number 11. First-time player from GMU.
Yes.
Mackenzie Clune. Mackenzie Clune. He's got some good hard carries for the Blackhawks today, too. And then also, they can put the ball in the air.
Three guys coming over this year from GMU to Oxford. I know it's something they've been trying to do the last couple of years, but, you know, you have to have the schools agree and make sure everything is good. But a great chance for the GMU kids. I know it's been a long time that kids from Gilbert Somount Upton have wanted to have a chance to play, but really haven't had anywhere to go to do it. And it's nice that Oxford has given them a home. Direct snap here to Cruz. He's going to get to the outside and get up to the 20-yard line and a little more, out to the 25. So Oxford going left to right. They were starting at their own 10, but Cruz easily moving the chains there for the Blackhawks.
Yep, definitely running off to the left like Nate said, and I'll tell you what. Looks like Mr. Cruz might be down again.
Down again. He's taken some licks today, and he's been down a couple of times. Getting some attention from the coaching staff here. And, you know, when you're a runner like that, you have to be so durable because of all the hits you're going to take. It takes me back to, like a guy like Jesse Manuel from Tioga last year and all the abuse he must have taken over his 4 years at that position.
Yeah. To rack up the amount of yards that he had, yeah, you definitely know he had some bumps and bruises throughout his career and everything. But I'll tell you what, it's part of the position. You know that's going to happen. But you know, Cruz is more of a flashy, you know, I'm going to make you miss kind of runner. He doesn't really look for the contact. And a lot of times when you do that, you tense up and you get the worst of the hit. So if he just would go forward a little bit more like Mr. Reifenberg last night and put his head down and try to get that extra couple yards, you know, maybe he wouldn't get as hurt as easily.
Boy, Cole Reifenberg, the Norwich quarterback last night. You know, it was funny because he didn't run that much in the first half. In the second half, he was taking on anybody that would come his way.
It didn't matter who the Sydney tackler was. He was going right at him, and he was looking to make a hit.
Cruz off under his own power again, probably just another little stinger. I'm sure we'll see him back in a few minutes. So no worries there if you're an Oxford Blackhawk fan. In the meantime, Oxford's going to go to the air. They find Peterson out in the flat on the right side. He makes the catch, maybe a pickup of 4 on the play as the Bulldogs were right there. That was Gillespie as well as Hitchcock on the tackle.
Real nice play by the quarterback right there. The first initial break by the receiver, one of the defenders for Delhi jumped the route, and he pump faked and then waited a second for him to clear, and once he cleared, he gave him the ball.
6:15 to go, fourth quarter. 2nd and 3 coming up for Oxford, and the clock continues to move, and pretty soon we're going to be in crunch time here, Tim.
Yeah, definitely. clock is definitely ticking away.
But Oxford, you're in a pretty good situation here with the ball and the way you've been able to move it. Crews back in the game, so he only had to take the one play off. Going to hand it right back to him. Bounces to his left. Crews back through the middle. Cuts his way up to the 40. Dragging tacklers close to the 43-yard line. And, boy, just zigging and zagging through traffic there.
Yeah, and, you know, we make the talk about Manuel and what we talked about last year. He would get behind his blockers, and that's exactly what Crews did on that play. He got behind his blockers and was hitting. And then right at the last minute, boom, and he was hitting it. He hit it at top speed. So, nice run.
I kind of make that comparison to Manuel, just the size comparison.
Size
I guess.
Comparison.
A very shorter back, maybe 5'8", 5'9". But Manuel, as you said, never afraid of the contact. Crews more of a shifty runner. But he picks up the first down there with those shifty moves. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. We're tied at 14. Oxford nearing midfield. They go to McKenzie and Clune. Little 360 up to the 50-yard line. Still working his way forward. And before he's finally tackled down. Boy,
yeah,
that was almost a scary play.
That did not look good there for a moment. I was just like, he kept trying to get his leg loose and his other leg was out in front of him. And he was so close to doing a dancer split. It wasn't even funny. But he wouldn't go down. And a lot of Delhi Bulldogs were running right at him, so that could have gotten pretty ugly quick.
Picks up 7 yards as the clock continues to move down to 4:55. You know, he makes similar plays on the basketball court when we see him when he's playing with Gilbert Swillmount Upton. That he's a freak of nature at times to watch some of the athletic things he does that he doesn't. I don't think he even knows he can do them half the time. They hand off to Crews on 2nd and 3. He'll pick up the first down into Delhi territory, going left to right, down at the 45. So that stops the clock. With 4:36 left in this ball game, and we're tied at 14. Oxford in the driver's seat right now, though.
Yeah, and both teams, you know, I mean, it's definitely getting to crunch time, like you said, Nate, but they both have 2 timeouts left, so it's not really urgent time to start pressing.
As Tim said, both teams with 2 timeouts. Oxford trying to do that dance where you chew clock, but you still have to have enough time to get in there for the score in case something stalls out here. They're going to hand one off to Clune again. He hits the hole, and he's going to lean his way forward up to about the 41, so gain of 4 on first down there.
And we said, how tall is 6'3"? So 6'3", falls forward, you're going to get at least 2 or 3.
He does tower over most of the guys out there on the field. 4 minutes to go now, fourth quarter. Still tied at 14, 2nd and 6. And Oxford, again, as we said, trying to walk that line between chewing clock and moving the ball. It's still a long way to go when you're 43 yards out. Oxford in the white uniforms, the black pants, the red helmet going left to right. Delhi in the maroon with the white trim. Once again, a handoff to the far side, but nowhere to go. Crews wrapped up in the backfield. Nate Kraft for Delhi leading the charge.
Yeah, definitely. That was a real nice play. The Delhi Bulldogs said, no, you're not getting any positive gain on this one. You're going to lose a few.
It's going to be a timeout on the field. This one will be taken by Delhi, I believe, with 3:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 14. 3rd and 6 coming up. This could be the play of the ball game when we come back right here on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
3:26 to go, fourth quarter. Welcome back. We're tied 14-14 live here at Delaware Academy between Delhi and Oxford. It's a 3rd and 10. Oxford with the ball at the Delhi 45 going left to right. So let's set the scene here, Tim. 3rd and 10.
Yeah.
And we were just discussing, since we're not the play callers here, we can do this.
Yep.
Maybe they run that little play they did that Crews got the about the same yardage touchdown, about a 45-yard touchdown on their last
drive.
They
ran a little motion to the right with McKenzie, and then Crews took a step like he was going right and then cut back hard left, and there was a handoff on his back hip, and counterplay went all for 6. So we'll see what happens.
Let's see. Delhi putting 2 guys on that side this time. And they're going to jump over the line, so that's certainly not going to help. That's going to move it up to be a 3rd and 5 And an offside call there on the Bulldogs, just jumped a little early, so that helps.
Yeah. Quarterback drew him off with the cadence. Nice job. Free 5 yards.
So that's going to move it up to the 40-yard line with 3:26 to go. Are we going to have a hero, or are we going to have overtime? Third and five now. This is where we were talking last night when it's nice to have a kicker.
Right. Week one of the season, too.
And now we're going to have a timeout taken, I believe, this time by Oxford. So each team is down to one timeout each with 3:26 to go. 14-14 to score. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sicken's deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
3:26 to go, fourth quarter, 14-14. Delhi and Oxford battling it out here on the gridiron today. Third and five for Oxford. They are in Delhi territory, ball on the 40-yard line as they go left to right.
You know, I just want to say this real quick. I think I saw a Unitego fan here, so maybe they're doing a little scouting today.
Oh, well, we've seen quite a few cameras and coaches at some of the games we've been at early this year, so I wouldn't be surprised. Direct snap to Cruz, bounces into the outside, but he's taken down. Nate Kraft and a bunch of other guys were right there for Delhi, including Cedar Eagle Road, and he was able to bring them down. So now this is going to be fourth and four.
Yeah, nice little play right there by the defense. They would not let Cruz get outside, but that was the first time we saw that direct snap right to Cruz.
2:55 to go, fourth and four now, and the clock continues to move. So here we go. Oxford gets the play from the sideline. 2:45 left, fourth and four. So it comes down to this. Here for Oxford.
They're lined up in the punting formation, so let's see. Maybe there's a little trickeration here.
Well, Delhi is confused as well. At first, they didn't have anybody back. Then they tried to send a guy back, and now Oxford is going to take a timeout, so they just burned their last timeout there, Tim.
Yeah, they did, and I was wondering who took the timeout, but you never know. You know, it's only 4 yards, like you said, Nate. You know, this point in time right here at the game, you got a direct snap to one of the upbacks. And somebody, Buck Cruz, went off the field, so that told me that, you know, in this crucial point in the game, you're going to have your number 40 in the game, but he went off the field, and as soon as he went off the field, they lined up in punt formation, and I just don't believe Delhi believed it.
Yeah, maybe they were trying to get them to jump with the confusion, which would have bought them the first down, but Delhi didn't buy into it, even though they were definitely confused. But this is going to be a fourth and four, 2:34 to go. Fourth quarter, Oxford with no timeouts, Delhi with one. And this is going to be a big play here. Coming up, Delhi breaks their huddle first.
So now you're expecting them to punt because that's what they were doing. Now, do they come out and go under center?
I would assume, my guess is they're going to go for it here. I think that's what they want to do.
Cruz is back on the field.
Cruz is back out there. Delhi has a guy that's back for the punt, but he's going to have to scoot right up into the play to play defense. And Oxford is going to go for it on fourth and four. And they're going to hand it off to Cruz. Bounces to the outside. He'll pick up the first down. Pushed out of bounds at the 29-yard line. They needed four, and they got close to 10. So that was a great play for Oxford.
Real nice play right there. Overloaded the one side and had a couple good blocks that gave him the edge, and Cruz did the rest.
Well, you can see the bond between Cruz and McKenzie Clune already. Fullback and running back. Every time Cruz gets a big run, Clune is right over there to give him the high five. 2.5 to go now, and a first and 10 for Oxford. Ball is on the Delhi 30 as Oxford goes left to right. Here is Martin under center, and he's going to hand it off to Cruz. Right side finds a hole, 25 and down to about the 22. So 2:20 to go, and the clock is continuing to run. It's going to be a second and about three here coming up.
two plays to the right side for Oxford. That's different because they've been running predominantly to the left. So,
and Cruz,
I think maybe they might be setting up that counterplay.
Cruz a little shaken up on the play, but the clock is continuing to run here down to 2 minutes. Second and five coming up. Oxford's got to hurry if they want to really use it here. Clock still continuing to run as Oxford makes some substitutions. Cruz goes off. Second and five, and again, the clock still moving.
They're going to have a tough time getting this playoff, I do believe.
1:45 to go. There is no play clock here, so we can't quite see how close it is. But you got to think it's going to be pretty close here. We're down.
Referee's got his hand up, so that's signaling about 10 seconds.
Okay, they're going to hand it off to Heggie. He hits the pile and drives it forward for just about 2 or 3 yards. But Oxford, with no timeouts, cannot stop the clock.
Yeah, going to have to be putting stuff out to the outside where you can get out of bounds if you can't make it all the way to the end zone. So you got to stop that clock.
Third and five, and no, it's going to be a third and three. Oxford trying to show a little urgency here. End of the game here. And, you know, everybody a little tired out there as we hit 1 minute to go. It's hard to get back to the huddle and break. So here we go. We're under a minute to go. Third and three. Oxford is deep in Delhi territory, down to about the 22. And there's a man jumping there on the Oxford line, which is going to back him up. So it's going to be third and eight now with 46 seconds to go. And he knew it, too.
Yeah, he did. He immediately grabbed his helmet like, oh, no.
That's not...
I'm going to stay over here on this side by Delhi. I don't want to go talk to Cody.
You don't want to be that guy. 14-14 the score with 46 seconds left. Third and eight. Now the clock starts to run again. 40 seconds left. Coach Newton very animated over on the sideline, trying to get his guys out of the huddle. Heggie is in the backfield. Cruz still on the sideline. They're going to go to the air. Martin looking to throw. Left side. Can he come down with it? Intercepted here by Delhi. And that's Brannigan to the far side. This is Will Brannigan. Cuts it back to the 30. Brannigan with some running room. And he's finally brought down with 20 seconds left at the 40-yard line. Great return and interception from Will Brannigan.
Yeah, well read. He didn't let the receiver get deeper than he was, and then when the ball was in the air, he went up and grabbed it, and nice run after the interception.
So with 19 seconds left, Delhi is going to take over at their own 40-yard line going right to left.
Week one. Overtime, possibly?
Possibly overtime,
wow.
Yes.
They have a timeout, though, right? Delhi does?
Delhi has one timeout left.
All right.
So here we go. 19 seconds left. Delhi is going to break the huddle. Tied at 14. Ball on their own 39-yard line here. Just inching up by the 40. Let's see if they go to the air. Wide receivers, two to each side. Rush coming from Oxford. Brannigan drops back, throws over the middle, and it's incomplete.
Had a wide receiver. Just a little too much lead on the throw.
So 15 seconds left, so they only lost 4 seconds there.
And Oxford sent the house. I mean, they had everybody going, so he doesn't have a lot of time to throw the ball here.
15 seconds left. We're tied at 14, second and 10. Delhi going right to left. Ball on their own 39.
You have the screenplay in your playbook. Might be a good call right here.
Yeah, we'll see what head coach Mike Trace is going to dial up here. Do you play it safe or you go for it? So here we go. Second and 10, 15 seconds to go. Brannigan in the shotgun. Drops back to pass. The rush is coming. Brannigan to the outside. Pulls it down. Throws across. Intercepted by Oxford. There's Cruz. Cruz back to the near side, and he's taken down with 4 seconds to go right at midfield. Unbelievable.
Yep. Back-to-back interceptions and then an absolutely fantastic open field tackle on very shifty runner and by number four, Austin Hitchcock. Probably saved the game.
You did not want to see Cruz with the interception at midfield and any space to work with, so it was a great job by Delhi to bring him down. So 4 seconds left now. We are tied at 14. And Oxford's going to have a chance for one more play. Delhi's going to take the timeout, and we'll keep it right here. Boy, what a back-and-forth game over the last couple of minutes here. Tied at 14. Great second half after Delhi led at the break 6-0.
Well, like, I've got to believe you're going to see deposit in that prevent defense with, like, four or five guys back.
Delhi, you mean.
Or Delhi, excuse me, yep, sorry. And you'll see them with four or five guys back 10 to 15 yards behind the linebackers. So it's going to be one of those plays if they do anything, or maybe they'll just take it to overtime.
So here we go. The ball going left to right for Oxford. They're going to have the last chance is right about at midfield on that Bulldog logo. Going to be at about the 47-yard line.
I was wrong. Three safeties deep.
Cruz, the running back, is now out at the wide receiver position. Let's see if they try to run that play like they did where he caught the ball out of bounds there in the first half. Now they're going to throw it to him out in the flat. Cruz has it to the outside. He's at the 50, to the 45, to the 40. Cruz still running, and he just lost his balance and down to the ground. So that's going to mean overtime here between Oxford and Delhi, tied at 14.
Yep, threw the little quick hitter outside to him and let him try to do it with his feet. And good defense by Delhi, kept him in bounds and made the tackle.
So that's it. Regulation is over. We're tied at 14. Overtime football coming up in week one between Delhi and Oxford. We'll be right back on CDO.
We live where you live, and we work where you work. We're Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana. Hi, I'm Lee. We've become known for great customer service and very competitive rates. Our customers have learned that we go the extra mile for you when it comes to all forms of insurance, from car, motorcycle, and RV insurance to homeowners and business insurance. We find the best rates from over 20 carriers, and we offer easy online payments, too. We're your neighbors, Neighbors Insurance, on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Route 7 in Oneana's West End. Call today. 563-9955.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. We are headed to overtime here between Delhi and Oxford, 14-14. Tim, your thoughts heading into the overtime period, because it's an interesting way to do it.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. Each team will get a possession as long as there's no score by a defensive player. But they play, you know, they play like they're playing a regular set of possessions. They start at the 20, and they'll play for four downs. If they score, the other team gets a chance to tie. If not, and there's a turnover or anything, the game's over at that point. But what really is really interesting about it is that you just played 48 minutes of really hard-nosed football.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking mid-70s today.
Yeah. You can see both sides.
These boys are...
They're tired.
They're whooped. So, and it's going to be the team, I do believe, it's going to be the team that's better conditioned, because they're going to have that little extra in the tank to finish the job.
What's interesting is, as the regulation time was winding down, every time a team took a timeout or anything, guys are down on their hands and knees.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back in the huddle listening to coach, and just kind of slow to move after every play. Oxford was trying to hurry up, and it was like they almost didn't have the energy just to get back, get set up and everything. It's such a hard thing to do.
It definitely is, and they were definitely at a point where they needed to move fast, and they just couldn't do it at that point in time.
So they're going to meet with the captains at midfield and figure all the rules and regulations out here, have a little coin flip, so we'll take another quick break. Overtime football coming up between Delhi and Oxford. We're tied at 14. Live from Delaware Academy, for Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 14-14 as we get set for overtime here between Delhi football and Oxford. Tim, would you explain those rules once again in case someone just got in the car? This is overtime football. What's going on here?
Well, you've missed a hell of a game.
So, yeah. You know, so shame on you at that point, just getting in the car.
at that point, but you know what? They start from the 20. They play a regular set of downs. If they score, the other team has a chance to try to tie. If there's a turnover or whatever on the first possession, the game's not over, but the other team takes over. And if they score, the first team loses the game. So when you go to the coin toss in overtime, you normally are, and probably 99% of the time, going to take the ball or take defense first, because you want to know what you have to do.
And so it appears that Oxford is going to have the ball first. So we will see 14-14, the score, as we head to overtime. I believe we had one overtime game last year, and it was here, between BG, I think it was the BG Delhi game here last year, so something about something about us being here. Brings up overtime.
I was going to say we did have an overtime game, but I was going to say it was at UV against Unitego.
We did have one there, too, that in the fog.
Oh,
the
my
crazy
gosh, that
fog game.
Yep,
yes.
The fog game. Yep.
We were doing an overtime game at Unadilla Valley. You could not see the other side of the field. It was incredible. It was a night game.
Yeah.
Friday night game. Great game.
Yep, absolutely.
And both teams would get it right down to the goal line several times and could not score. In fact, I believe the winning touchdown, someone fumbled and it went in, and they had to decide who got it.
Yeah,
so
I think that's
it was a crazy game, much like overtime usually is. And I'm assuming we're going to see some fireworks here today in overtime as well. So 14-14 the score. Oxford is going to have the first chance at it here. They will start on the 20. They're going left to right. If they score, Delhi will have a chance to answer. If they don't score and Delhi answers with their own score, Delhi will win. So we'll keep you updated on all that so it doesn't get confusing. So once again, Tim, we're going to have to talk about these balls again here.
Yeah,
they're changing out the football. So new ball for overtime, perhaps. So here we go. First and 10, first try for Oxford in overtime, tied at 14. Here's the snap. They give it to Cruz, far side. He is wrapped up and brought down. Cruz had nowhere to go, a loss on the play.
Yeah, somebody missed a block there. Actually, maybe two people missed a block because he really did not have any room.
Yeah, he ran into a wall.
Lost three, almost four. Yeah.
So this is going to be a second and about 13 here, backing up Oxford on their first chance in overtime, tied at 14 between the Bulldogs and the visiting Blackhawks here today on CDO. Great game on a beautiful Saturday afternoon.
Week one of 2016 football.
Boy, you're getting a taste of everything here today. Second and 13. They're going to go to the air. Martin is back to pass. Throws over the middle. He's got a receiver. Did he catch it? He had it and then lost it. And that was Reese Camadine. The first time they've tried to go to him today, made the catch but then lost it on the way down.
And he made the catch and lost the ball because of the defender. He stripped his hand off the ball. Nice play. Real nice play.
Kind of a tag team effort between Hitchcock and Gillespie there for Delhi.
Yeah, real nice defensive play right there.
So third and 13. And Oxford now a long way to go here on their first possession in OT. Trying to get this in. So they're taking their time here in the huddle. It's kind of strange to look up at the clock and see no time on it as they just go on.
And the guy's still out on the field.
Yeah, it's just the down system here. So here we go. Third and 13. Cruz is in the backfield as well as Hunter Davenport. Kloon is split out to the right. Man in motion, that's Davenport. And here's the snap. They go to Cruz, trying to run behind two blockers. Cruz cuts back and gets a couple of yards, but not nearly enough. Fourth down coming up. It's going to be fourth and long, and Oxford's going to have a long way to go here. They're about back to the original line of scrimmage at the 20.
Yeah, so they're going to have probably about fourth and nine. Yep, looks like that's where they're going to spot the box, the down marker.
Just about the 18-yard line, I would say. So here we go, fourth and nine. Last chance, perhaps, on this drive for Oxford.
For the first overtime, potentially.
Yeah, for the first overtime. I believe that UV Unitigo game went, three?
Yeah.
Three last year? That was crazy. You never know in these types of situations.
You don't.
Fourth and nine, and here's Oxford. Will they go for broke or just try to get that first down? Direct snap to Cruz. He bounces to the left. Can he get to the corner? He does, but he's met there by the Bulldogs, and they bring him down. Great play.
Bulldogs hold. And that first possession for Oxford. So now they'll turn it over on downs, and the Delhi Bulldogs will get a chance at offense. And if they score,
they win.
The game is over.
Big, big chance here. Big chance. Delhi does the job on defense, and now they'll have a chance on offense. And we'll see what Mr. Brannigan and this cool, calm, and collected Delhi offense can do. It's been interesting because they've, you know, been primarily run today, but they've thrown some passes that have gone for some good chunks of yards, too.
A couple times they've done a little pop pass to the tight end, and he is, like, wide open. There's no one there because they don't expect them to go to the big guy, but, you know, if they do, we're looking at number 84 would be the one that would be receiving it, and he's going to line up on the right side.
Tyler Dibble. So one wide receiver split out wide. And that's Alessio.
The backs are in the eye.
Who already has a touchdown today. Backs are in the eye. They're going to throw over the middle, and they have it. A great pass. Some real trickery there. We didn't see that one coming. And a nice pass and catch over the middle, and that's going to go down to about the 10-yard line.
Quick slant to the opposite side of Dibble. So they're down to the 10. They only have 10 yards to go. Well, actually, inside the 10, so they have the goal. So they have four downs to score.
So this will be a first and 10. Ball is down to the 10-yard line. Wow. Here we go. Delhi with a chance to maybe put this away. Right here. Brannigan under center. Drops back. He's going to roll out. Brannigan with a chance. He sees the end zone. He is in. Ben Brannigan with the touchdown for Delhi. And the Bulldogs put six on the board.
That's the ball game, and I'm going to tell you right now, he doesn't go into the end zone if it wasn't for Christian Alessio, who made a great block on his man on the corner. So Delhi wins the game in the first overtime, and we have what a finish to the first week of 2016 football.
Wow. Quarterback keeper for Ben Brannigan takes it home. He might be getting an award in the postgame show.
Possibly.
And he is fired up right there. Great, great play. Delhi is going to win this one in overtime, 20-14. We'll be back with the postgame show. Great one here today between the Bulldogs and the Blackhawks. Thanks for joining us. Postgame show and our final awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose coming up on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Find the rest and relaxation you deserve at the Catalog Outlet Stores during their Sit and Sleep Labor Day sales event on now through September 11th at their Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich stores. Take a seat and save on the Catalog Outlet's large selection of sofas and recliners in all styles and fabrics to go with any decor, including stationary, reclining, sectional, and sleeper model sofas, plus wall saver, rocker, power lift, and chase recliners, all by makers you know and trust like Klausner, Ashley, Best
Home Furnishings, and others. The Catalog Outlet Sleep Centers feature the highest quality mattresses in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at the lowest prices around. Choose from Simmons Beauty Rest, American Bedding, Gold Bond, and Sierra Sleep by Ashley. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less. As always, prompt, courteous delivery is available, along with interest-free financing to qualified buyers. The Catalog Outlet Stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich offering you the best for less since 1989.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. An exciting week one of high school football is in the books. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO, and Delhi takes it in the first overtime, 20-14. Ben Brannigan, the QB keeper, gets the job done.
Set it up with a little quick pass to the left on the first down, and then looked like he was going to do it to the right side and just said, hey, I'm taking this in, and I'm going to go home with the win tonight.
So let's do our three post-game awards here for offense, defense, and all-purpose. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years. Proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC, and I think that... Boy, we got to give this one to Ben Brannigan. I think, you know, he scores the game-winning touchdown, just really executed the offense so well today for Delhi. We talked about it all afternoon. So cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah, definitely. He was definitely the leader of the show. His coach said, go out, manage the game, don't make any big mistakes, and he ends up winning the game.
The Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award is next. The Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items for the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture. Visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Tell me if you disagree with me here, but I want to go with Jacob Ingram from Oxford, number 58 up front, because, boy, he had all those tackles blowing through the line. He had a great day for the Blackhawks.
A lot of tackles for losses and some really big bone-crushing hits and making some really, really good form tackles at the second level. So I do not disagree with you on that, Nate.
And the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is last. ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I think we could easily give this one to the running back for Delhi, Eric Gullo. Had that nice touchdown run, about 25 yards in the second half, which really I thought kind of sparked Delaware Academy and brought him back to life. I think he's deserving.
Yeah, definitely, especially after they went down right off the bat in the second half. You know, they showed a lot of perseverance and came back and said, we're not going to be denied, tied the game up and took it to overtime, and they're the victors.
You know, we always do two awards for the winning team, one for the losing team, and you could easily give an award to Xavier Cruz here today as well. He had a heck of a ball game. We'll see him a bunch more this year, and he'll be racking up the awards, I'm sure.
Yeah, he'll definitely get his share.
So he had a great day, that 45-yard touchdown for Oxford. This is a great sign for these two teams. Mm-hmm. You know, they're in different divisions, but they can really hold their own. They have favorable schedules, and it just has to be such a confidence builder for Delhi, but also for Oxford. Hey, we were right in this game, so
yep.
Nothing to hang their heads about
yep,
today.
Nope, there's definitely a lot of positives on both sides, and I'll tell you what, those coaches will do the job, keep the kids motivated, and get them ready for week two.
A big thank you to Jim Tomeo and Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios. A big thank you to Delaware Academy. Jeff Ferrara, their athletic director here, always getting us set up. Of course, Delhi Telephone Company as well, doing a great job helping us out here. And a great first week in the books. Of course, we had Norwich defeating Sydney last night, 29-20 on CDO. And then today, in overtime, Delhi at home takes down Oxford 20-14. Boy, what a great game. There he is. The man we're just thanking comes up right into the press box here.
He's running up to make sure the score is correct.
Oh, yeah. No one added that on there. No one put the 20 up on the board.
That's what you call an involved athletic director,
yes,
right there.
Taking care of business. So 20-14, the final score. Tim, thanks for joining us again here today.
Nate, absolutely loved it, and can't wait for week two.
Next Friday, we will be at Unitego as they take on Walton. And then on Saturday, we'll be right back here at Delhi as they host Unadilla Valley. I think week two is going to be just as fun.
Can't wait.
For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Again, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Delhi, in overtime, defeats Oxford 20-14. Have a great afternoon from WCDO Sports.